Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, bruh, y'all ain't gonna believe me when I tell y'all this, but this the remake.
Durag Nation, I'm a made nigga. All because of my ways, nigga. Reach that, I got off in them. How you lost in them like a maze, nigga. Pantyhose in the Murray can. I was getting mine and they break, nigga. I brush them in, brush them out. And then one day they just stayed, nigga. I was running through them brushes. The honeys wanted to touch them. I tell a bitch I ain't going. But if she bad, I be like, fuck it. So, bruh, go catch some lessons. Learn to swim before the summer. Cause my durag got me surfing on these niggas. Cowabunga.
We waiting, baby, all I know is waves like a navy, baby. My do-rag is on extra tight tonight. Got my head feeling extra light tonight. But we hit the club, I'ma take it off. And I'ma tell you, girl, gon' take it off. I know you see me spinning, bitch. Do-rag nation and we in this bitch. Better get your mind right, ho. What you got on my way, grease? Need that 360, 60. Been this way, we was a crime. Police come get me, get me. Wayne Blaze here with me, with me. Text the message here with me, with me. D-Edge and that Rock Vegas. How many times I brush it? Fit me.
I made Duke 360 style. Gotta get the 360, shit be spinning like it's a frisbee now. How did I get so wavy, bruh? She asked me, I'm like, ow. Bitch, I'm wavier than Max B. Durag Nation, run these streets. I brush my hair before I brush my teeth. Chicago from Poetic Justice, ain't got shit on me. I'm wavier. We wavy, bruh. This bitch just disrespecting me like too bad. She told me, come on over when I got up in her. She knocked off my durag. Bitch, don't do that.
You gotta blow that, throw it up. All my ladies, if you gotta blow that, throw it up. All my ladies, if you gotta blow that, throw it up. All my ladies, all my ladies, all my ladies, all my ladies.
I got you little nigga that gon' drive me crazy. Struggle and shit, bruh, Durag Nation. I'm just saying, brush on deck, nigga, he ain't playing.
Bruh, I ain't playing.
Tell the bitch no hoe, I'm his lady. Flying real crisp and his hair real wavy. Whole gang with him throwing rags in the sky. Is he fan, is he folk, is he G, is he five, is he lame, is he broke, is he real, is he fake? Do we got money, do we got ways? Station, bruh, your hair won't float, what it waiting for? I'm hating her, body flow. All my bitches let me hear you holler, though. That's so sharp. Keep
a
shit right for the
durag
guard. Ooh, that's hard.
Waved up from my durag. Black, purple, red, blue rag. Ties tight with that loose flag. Old school, but that's some new swag. Cause I'm waving on them and waving on them. VIP women singing on them. Cause I fade fresh in the line of crisp. No soul glow, no spraying on it. Sporting waves, no soft sheen.
Thank you.
that we took the good to the bad.
Won't you come over here?
I think it's time we take a trip. Tell me when. Tell me where you wanna go.
Wanna
I
go?
Just got an idea. Like,
let's think about this. Just follow me, baby. I'll take you where you need to be.
Girl, you know that you're the shit. Where you walking with them heels on? Talking to me. I promise we gon' go reveal.
No, let me get a
friend and lover.
Anything you want,
yes, I can be. I can run the business and make time for fantasy.
For the greatest love of the year.
All right.
too desperate. I need love and affection. Love.
A love Man, let's do this one more again. Let's do this one more again. Yeah, buddy. We ready to go. We're going to do this again. We're going to do this again. Like this, wherever you want to be. What up, 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 everybody? What up, everybody? Call, hey, do me a favor, man. Just hit that button. Pick up your phone and dial area code 323-870-4617. And press the number 1 to talk. We haven't done a live phone call show in God knows how long. So do me a favor. Just call that number. We're going to have ourselves, and we are going to have ourselves a great time. Call in right now. Area code 323-870-4617.
I admit I used to be the same dude that you scared of out of control. Try to hit every woman that I came in contact with out on the road. But I got it on my system, girl. I did that when I was young. I need somebody that's gonna hold me down. Cross my heart, you'll be the only one. Don't be scared
of love, but you never had a love like this. I know you've been hurt before, but you never had a love like this.
A love
up like this.
After you propose,
you're
wrapping me like this.
Every you are, it's where I wanna be.
Yeah, I'm gonna ride a picture like this. I'm gonna be the friend, you could be the picture. Ooh.
Yo, I see somebody. I think we got somebody in the phone queue already. We got somebody in the phone queue already. We're gonna turn it down real quick. Let's see who we got. I know who that is. Mr. D. What's going on?
What's up, boss?
Man, you got it. You got it going on, man. We doing it old school tonight.
Oh, I see it's Blog Talk Radio. Is that what it is?
Oh, wow. You didn't forget. You used to have that number on speed dial.
Yeah, I used to do that, man. But, you know, when you get 300 years old, you forget a little bit here and there. What you got going on, Balls?
Man, We just chilling out tonight, going over some of the stuff we discussed Saturday night, man. You know, we didn't really have enough time, man, because we spent 4 hours doing the show. So I said we was going to come back on another night and just, you know, speak about some things that were said on the show.
Oh, okay. I'm all ears, man. I got all my rabbit ears up.
Okay, well, what was some takeaways that you had from the show Thursday night? You was getting ready to go in on somebody, but you can go ahead and do it now. We played a little bit of Prophetess Juanita Vinyl.
Man, don't get me started on that girl, man. I'm trying my best to be a nice 300-year-old man. Brother, you gonna bring up that girl? Why in the world would they call her a prophetess when she can't even latch the shoes of an usher?
But wait, okay. Before we get going on her, can we bear witness to the truth tonight that what she said was the truth?
I will tell you like this. I will say that she partially told the truth.
Okay. What's the partially part?
Well, I mean, you know, when she was telling about how the women is caught up in the situation. Yeah, well, you know, I'm with her with that, you know. She did a lot of talking, but she didn't exactly pull the sheet off the bed.
Okay, so what was the part she was missing? Go ahead and explain that to us tonight, the parts that she was missing.
Well, see, she did a nice little setup there, you know, and okay, first of all, we need to get rid of that prophetess title. Because, see, the Bible said, give honor to whom honor is due. She's not a prophetess. So let's just throw that in the corner real quick.
Okay.
Now, that's just like, you know, these people calling folks all these titles that they don't even deserve.
And it
really makes it hard on the people that are actually living up to the titles that they got.
Right.
So, you know, it's just with me, you know, as the man said on one show, it just moves me the wrong way. So see, here's the problem that I have with Prophetess. I'm gonna have to call her Sister Nita. The problem I have is people throw them titles on them after they get all of this fame and fortune, and when you really pull the sheet back and look at them, you'll find out that they really not saved. They have what's known as an overshadowing of the blessings that they are being blessed with, and they just get carried away with it. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so started out as an evangelist. And I don't see nowhere in the book, in the Tampa Bay King James Version Bible, where you get promoted from an evangelist to a prophetess. It's like these guys start out as ministers, and they bump themselves up to archbishops and popes and all them fellas. T.D. Jakes, he started out as a minister of the gospel, and after a couple of shows on Dan and Paul, he became a motivational speaker. Mm. I mean, come on, work it for what it's worth. I mean, you know, either you is or you ain't.
Yeah, that's what they said on Tom and Jerry. That's what they said on Tom and Jerry. Is you is or is you ain't?
Is you not my baby? No, but man, I mean, you know, that kind of rubs me the wrong way. But I shouldn't feel like that, though. But I do. Because, you know, I've earned the right since I'm a 300-year-old man. I've earned the right to be like that.
Right. Talking about how she was talking about the consummation of marriage, and what seals the deal for marriage is when a man inserts himself inside of a woman. Many women does not believe that. Many women does not believe that. A young lady said on the show, she said that men take away parts of the woman as well. How is that possible?
Well, I'm going to have to say she accidentally got that right. Because once you connect those bodily fluids, like it or not, you've been captured by the hunter.
Oh.
So, you know, I mean, it ain't like I can run up in this girl and just spew all my necessities in her and everything's good to go and I'm walking away scot-free. No. Once I make the connection with the bodily fluids, whether it be with kissing or sex, me and her, we become joint. I'm taking a bit of her in with me and she's taking a bit of me in with her. That's why they said when you're having that promiscuous sex out there, you have to be careful because 5 or 10 years down the road, that fella can come back and bite you in the butt.
I mean, but I want you to really break it down, man, considering the female anatomy and the male anatomy, whereas the male has the penis and he can release something into the woman. This is what the prophetess was talking about. What is the woman releasing into the man?
Well, whether he wants to admit it or not, he's releasing it into her, but she's also releasing portions of herself onto him. Because once you get them juices, sweat, semen, or whatever, it connects. Mm. I'm surprised that a lot of people are not tuned into how that operates. Because, I mean, you know, once you have sex with that person, like it or not, you kiss that person, you swapping that slobber with that person. You have sex with that person, you swapping your sweat with that person. So, I mean, you know, it ain't like it's all going one way. It's a two-way street.
All right, I got to put you on the stand now. You get ready to go on the stand. You ready? Now, don't run now. I got to ask you, okay, since you're a man and you was out there playing Bumbly Bee, did you ever have a situation where as a woman that you just had sex with and after it was, you know, over with and done, you felt like you were still connected to her? Have you had that situation happen?
Well, whether I felt like I was connected to her or not, it was still there. The connection was already there. I mean, because let's face it, man.
You didn't answer the question.
Even when
the
guy.
Sir, you didn't answer the question.
Rather, I was accepted mentally.
Sir.
Mentally or not, we are connected. Mentally or not, all connected. Whether I feel emotionally connected or not, the bodily fluids that connected us together still runs deep in my vein as well as her vein.
I mean, I'm agreeing with you to an extent, to a point, is that, that there is a connection. But what I'm saying is that the prophetess, what she was saying really was 100% the man he imparts unto the woman and the woman she receives, the importation.
Oh, so in other words, let me break it down in layman's terms. So in other words, what she was saying was that the husband that she beat up in the parking garage, he imparted portions of himself into her.
I knew he had to bring that up. I knew he had to bring that up.
I mean, come on, brother. Let's do like my man Willie Franks, Willie Moe Jr. said. Let's keep it flat out. If what she's saying is correct, when she was making that statement, did she not know that the two men that she was allegedly married to and divorced the first man, which made the second man she married commit adultery because she never actually caught them in the act of having sex per the King James Version?
That's what she was saying. She wanted to be available. She said, but she wasn't available because of all the men that she had been with. And she said, the Lord told her, that God told her, you are not available.
So if he told her she was not available, why did she go out there and marry again? After all, she's supposed to be a prophetess, and the prophetess is to follow the will of God, isn't they?
Yeah. Well, that's what happened. She wasn't available, and as a result of not being available, she went on ahead and did what she did, and you know, that's why she was able to preach a sermon the way she did, because God revealed to her all of her mistakes, and she was able to, you know, put it out there.
Brother. Let me help you out a little bit there. She put it out there because if he revealed that to her, then why is she walking in the shoes she's walking in today? When God tells you something,
I don't know what she's doing. Yeah, what's she doing?
I'll tell you what she's doing. She's out there collecting money to give the word of God out to people, fleecing the flock.
I mean, I haven't heard from her in years, so that's what I'm saying. I haven't heard it from her in years. She's still preaching?
Yeah, she's still out there walking around calling herself an evangelist, a singer, and a preacher, and supposed to be prophetess.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Okay.
I'm just here to educate you, brother. I'm here to educate you.
Oh, man, that's what it is. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Someone on the program Thursday night asked me, they said, am I ready to be a leader? Okay. Am I ready to lead a woman? And I totally agree. I am ready to lead. And she asked me, she said, what makes you think, you know, what makes you think you're ready to be a leader, ready to lead a woman? What is it about you? What are your qualities and attributes? So I just gave one that I'm a giver. You know, Some of the critics were saying, you know, some people that watched and hit me up about it was talking about, you know, they felt the person was being smart. But me myself, I welcome those type of questions because I'm gonna give you an answer that you ain't really looking for. Now, Mr. D, if somebody was to ask you, are you a leader? Are you ready to lead a woman? What would you say?
If it's a female, I would ask her, are you ready to follow?
I see the king. The king, he in the building. Well, the king, he watching right now. The king watching.
Hey, man, where is you? I'm trying to find you, too, man. I've been searching my 3D TV, and I ain't found you yet.
Oh, I'm on Facebook. I'm not on YouTube. I'm on Facebook. We, as I said, we old school tonight. I'm on Facebook. I'm on my Facebook page. I'm right here on the page with the people. Yes, sir.
Okay.
King, he might
TJ,
be calling
okay.
in later on. King might be calling mm-hmm. in later on. He said he told me that one of the ladies had him tied up. Nah.
Well, if he's into that statistical masticism, I mean, that's his business. I mean, you know, I ain't going to get all out of the main
talking, I'm just talking.
Hey, but listen up, though. I mean,
that was great what you said, though.
Now, like my man said, the cat that came in on the end, Mr. D or whatever his name was.
D. Hearn, Dad Hearn.
Yeah, you know, he was right what he was saying. You know, a lot of times women don't, you know, they ask questions, but they don't want no answer. I'll give you an example. You can be walking down the street with your girl, fine as all outdoors, okay? Then you walk past another girl, and she'll ask you a question. And she knows she don't want the answer, but here's the question. Do I look as good as she do? Come on, bro. How you supposed to answer that? How do you answer that? No,
well,
good and well, she don't want the answer.
Right.
She don't want the answer. Because, see, the chances is, if you're a smart man, you're going to lie. Oh, baby, you know that girl ain't got nothing hitting on you. But then, you know, in your mind, you're like, shoot, boy, I don't know why you on my side. I should have that on my side.
Come on.
See what I'm saying, man?
Come on.
You know, women ask questions that they really don't want.
Mm.
And I'm like, dang. Like okay, now, like the program Thursday night, Your girl, Athena, I think that's her name,
yes,
Athena.
Yes, sir.
She did a good job. She did a good job of wearing that title of the cleanup woman. She did a real good job of that. And what I mean, I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but what I mean is she did a good job of cleaning up what your girl Kayla was messing up. And she cleaned it up real good, man. I mean, she broke out the dustpan and the vacuum, and she cleaned it up real good, you know. I had to say that, as they say down south, she even cleaned the floor with a toothbrush.
Hmm. That's good right there. Fine tooth cleaning.
I mean, because, you know, as I journey back through the program, the whole 4 hours marathon, you know,
you went back and watched it.
Well, you know, I was checking out parts of it, you know, I was skimming through it, you know, because a couple of things I really thought I had missed, but I didn't miss it. I just went ahead and, you know, hit it off at the curb because your girl Kayla, she was doing a two-step. I was waiting for her to start breakdancing, but she was doing a two-step. You know, she'd step out there and mess up, and then she'd come back and try to clean it up real quick, you know.
That two-step will get you every time. That two-step will mess you up every time.
Because, you know, I was like, I'm like, dang, well, what in the world is she talking about? And then how in the world? Now this is stuff that had my head popping off like the Family Guy, you know, just exploding. How is she going to say that she going to live the way God wants her to live and the man got to be drawn to her the way God wants her, the way she is? Now, how is she going to do that, but she don't believe what the word said? I hate to say this, but she kind of made Gary look bad. Now, I know Gary, Indiana's a nice little place, but she sort of made it look bad.
How'd she do that?
by talking stuff that she really didn't understand.
Well, you know what, I might have to agree with you on that one, because
she's talking about, he's going to have to take me the way I am. Why is he going to take you the way you is? God don't want you like you is. That's why he tell you to follow him so you can change.
That's the typical black woman, though, these days. That's the typical black woman these days. You know, what you get, what you see is what you get, nigga. And if you don't like it, you can keep walking and keep it moving, nigga.
You know, and I'm trying to figure out, what in the world is she bringing to the table? I mean, now don't get me wrong, man. I mean, you know, I like all the women. I ain't seen a woman yet I didn't like. But that don't mean I want to be with all of them because I like them, you know. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out, okay, this girl said that her first man is to follow God. She going to follow God. Okay, I'm with you on that following God. But why are you following God? How you going to keep your old thoughts? Because everything that came up, first words out of her mouth is, well, that's your opinion. I got my opinion. No, you ain't got no opinion. Because the book said, oh, man, I hate to just break out the book on folks. The book said you're no longer
ahead,
your own. You're bought with Christ.
It ain't nobody here but me and you. Go ahead.
It says you're bought with a price. You're no longer your own. So where in the beans and rice is she getting hers at?
Well, you know, also, one of my favorite scriptures in Ephesians, it says that, I don't want to do the Message Bible. I'm going to do the King James. It says in the King James Version, hold on one second. I'm trying to get this thing to load up. Here you go. It says in the King James Version, it says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. And the scripture above it says, husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That's Ephesians 5. 25 and verse 26. When it's talking about cleansing and washing, that means that it's getting all that old dirt and grime that's on you. It's gonna get all that off, and it's saying that your husband is going to do that, not God. That's the point. That's the point that I was trying to get them to realize on Thursday, is that the family structure is. Hold on, we're gonna let Uncle Jesse. We're going to let Uncle Jesse tell you exactly what the family structure is, and this is your hierarchy. Here it is.
God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children.
Meaning that all of your instructions as a woman is going to come first, as a child, is going to come from your father. Then when you get married, it's going to come from your husband. You keep talking about God, 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 God. No, God is giving the instructions to Christ, and Christ is going to give the instructions to your husband, and your husband is going to give the instructions to you.
Well, I only got one word, one statement for that, and Ice Cube said it best. Keep a gangster. Keep a gangster, y'all. Keep a gangster.
Oh, see, man.
Whenever you're talking on that subject, the first things out of women's mouth is,
if he's following God,
shut up. You do your part and let him do his part. You don't find nowhere in the Bible where the Bible said the man had to submit to a woman.
Come on.
Am I right, bro?
Huh? Come on.
No. I'm just going to tell the truth, man. I'm just going to tell the truth and shame the devil, because I'm the devil and I ain't about to be shamed. let me give you a little bit of a biblical philosophy from David's Academy of Wisdom. Now, if he had said men submit to the women, he would have destroyed his word when he said, man, I give you Adam dominion over everything. So therefore, a man cannot submit himself to a woman because it kills the verse that says, I give you dominion over everything. Whew. Man, pass the bucket and give me some iced tea.
Yeah, iced tea, no Pepsi. That Pepsi had you going crazy on Thursday. That Pepsi had you out of control. But, yeah, absolutely. He gave man dominion over everything.
Of course.
I'm going to tell you
something. And you see, we still got... You know, we still got these women. I know we got a delay.
But I'm gonna say this: Why is it in the scriptures when the Apostle Paul speaks concerning the women, he's always constantly telling them to submit themselves to their husbands? Why is that? Like, I'm seeing this in Ephesians, then also in Colossians. Colossians, he's saying the same thing in Colossians. Hold on, let's go to Colossians real quick. He's saying, scripture says this is Colossians 3. He's saying it in Colossians 3, verse, I'm going to read 17, and then we're going to go on all the way through to about 19 or 20. He says, and whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in the things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. That's in Colossians.
Now, I ain't going to tell the truth down, but the reason why that was put like that was because he wanted the women to realize that there's a chain of command that you have to go by. Now,
come on.
Let's take our minds back a little bit. If Eve had stood by the commandment of her Lord, Mr. Adam, she never would have submitted to the devil because her Lord told her, we can't eat that. But then, you know, just like so many women today, like the book says, silly women led astray, captive in the last days. Oh, my, I wasn't supposed to put that out like that. But see, women today want to say, if you notice, most of the women that come on your YouTube channel, most of the women,
yes, sir,
they always have a stipulation why they cannot submit to a man.
Come on.
And then when you find a tape or a clip where a woman is telling them why they must submit to their man and why they man cheat on them, the first thing they want to do is they want, no, she ain't talking about that. No, it's something else.
Come on.
You know, one of the most misused statements that people that say they follow God is, now catch hold of this now. The most misunderstood statement is, that's out of context. You ain't understanding that correctly. Why? Because you don't want to follow the word? Is that why it's out of context?
Right.
The
interpretation of the scripture. Yeah, there's only one interpretation.
Well, you know, I've had a few places where I've studied or went to visit in their Bible classes, and I've been escorted toward the door because I got the wrong interpretation. But see, Now, this is Blog Talk Radio, so they can beat me because I'm hearing cuss right now. Here it is.
Now, it's Blog Talk. We can do whatever on Blog Talk. They don't care.
Okay, well, here go the cussing part. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelled down here among us. So I am God, and I change not. If there is another God, I don't even know him. So when you put that word out there, even the body of God that was hit down here on earth, which was Jesus Christ, he let the people know, even when he spoke to the form of Satan, he said, it is written. He didn't come back and say, well, that's your interpretation, and I got an interpretation. You're taking that out of context. He didn't do that. He said, it is written. And the reason why there's so many people screwed up in a lot of these church buildings is they have not. Okay, I'm going to start running now. It's cold outside. I'm going to start running. They have not submitted themselves, now this is in the scripture, to the will of God. Jesus was able to perform the miracles and things he did because the scripture says, I believe it's in the book of Peter, where it says, he submitted himself unto the will of God. So many people that's in these church buildings or worshiping buildings, they submit themselves to their own interpretation. That's why you got so many different religions. You got on one place, you can go, an example, you can go right down here to 10th and Franklin Road in Indianapolis. You got a Church of God on one corner. Right across the street, you got a Church of Jesus. Church of Christ. And you got two different buildings teaching two different things, all supposed to be from the same building. When the scripture says there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Now, how does all that work?
That's it.
You even got people that are baptizing folk into sin.
Yeah.
And the baptism into sin is, before you can baptize a person, you have to be holy and sanctified yourself. You have to consecrate that water before you put the person in the water. Because if you don't, you take them in a dry devil and bring them out a wet devil. That's why so many people that consider them is committing sin right after they said they've got the Holy Ghost, which I can prove to you without even living with them that most people that say they got the Holy Ghost have an overshadowing of the blessings of God, but not the Holy Ghost with the anointing. Ooh, wee.
They don't know what the anointing is. Explain that.
Well, I'm going to keep you. I'm going to do like Big Red in the Five Heartbeats. I'm going to keep you in suspense. I ain't going to ding you off the side of the building. I'm just going to keep you in suspense.
Keep suspense. Okay. Well, you know what we're going to do real quick? We're going to take a little break. I want people that's watching. Man, we just doing what we do. It's a Saturday night. We talking about, you know, this day. We recapping this past Saturday's show. And we doing it old school. I got a call-in number sitting right up there for you. Call in, area code, you're going to see it, it's pinned to the chat, area code 323-870-4617. We want you to call in and talk about it. You already know our number one thing that we talk about is dating and relationships. So if you got something on your mind that you want to get up off your chest, go ahead and do it. But right now, what we're going to do right now, we're going to go ahead and play a little bit of music, and we're going to get you in the groove. Is that all right?
Threw away your love letters. I thought it'd make me feel better. I finally got you out my bed, but I still can't get you out my head. Ooh, sending you one text at a time. You know you're by your phone, boy, pick up your line. I ain't your brother, babe. So what's been said has been said. I need you to know. You don't know what love is. and I need you to know, you don't know, 'cause you don't know what love is. If you don't put up a fight, and you don't know what love is, if you don't stay up all night, but if you don't know what love is, if you do, better call a million times, and you think you know what love is, well, I swear you never seen it in your side. Should have known better. Can't even pretend. I don't want it to sit on the brain all the time. Thinking about the things that we did, you did something. But that just don't happen too often. But the way you put it down, I don't want no one else around. Got me taking a step on the wild.
Oh, if you opened your heart and we back. Yo. All right.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. We are live tonight, Saturday Night Live with Lord Tyron Joe. You can call in tonight to voice your opinions, concerns, whatever it is, whatever it may be. I'm entertaining it all tonight. I am with it tonight. Area code 323-870-4617. I was having a conversation. I was having a conversation with a dinosaur, 300-year dinosaur, and is he back on the line? Dinosaur, are you back on the line? Uh-oh. D, Mr. D, are you back? Are you there?
I'll be right back here, sir.
Oh, there you go. There you go. There's the dinosaur. There he is. There's the dinosaur.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll be here. Y'all's got me, sir.
Well, you know what? Here's something I want you to speak on. You were speaking on Thursday. You said something about the tampered with King James Version, and one of the young ladies wanted to speak to. One of the young ladies wanted to speak to you, and wanted to ask you to clarify what you mean by tamper with King James Version. Can you go ahead and do that at this time?
In order to elaborate on such biblical philosophy, I'd have to know, is she listening? So I won't have to replay this again?
Well, I mean, it's being recorded, so go ahead.
Oh, okay. To clarify why I call it the tampered with King James Version, we're going to play seesaw back and forth. Now, in order for the Bible to be processed the way it is today, it had to be, and your Bible says, if you read the King James Version, it says authorized by King James, which means he put in it what he wanted in it. And like most people today that are in power, they don't want to relinquish their power. So they give you just enough for you to know that they're in control, even though they make you think that you're in control. Mm-hmm. And a classic example of what I mean is entertainers and athletes.
Uh-huh.
But back to the King James Version Bible. That's why he did not put the Maccabees into the full scope of the Bible. But here's the kicker. In order to understand the hidden mysteries of the authorized, tampered with King James Version Bible, you have to have the Holy Ghost with the anointing of God so he can unlock the mysteries of the tampered with King James Version Bible so you can understand what it takes to go back to your spiritual father whose name is God. Woo-wee! Throw me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Because, see,
I'm listening.
If you're reading the King James Version Bible, it clearly states in the words they say the red letters is Jesus speaking. He told his inner circle, he said, it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Notice, he said, it is given to you, not to everybody, but to those that have the anointing of the real Holy Ghost. It's given unto them to be able to read the tampered with King James Version Bible and understand and unlock the mysteries of the gospel. That's why I said the Holy Ghost will reveal to you things that you need to know to get back with the spiritual God that you came from. That's what throws me for a loop when I see folks say, yeah, I got a mansion up in the sky, and I'm going to get you, especially these folks that call themselves prophets. Here they go. Example. I see you getting a job next week. paying you $45 million a week. You're going to get a great big old house. You're going to get a car that's 17 blocks long. Okay, lock me in a stupid closet. Everybody wants a good house. Everybody wants a good car. And everybody wants to be able to live comfortable with the job they're working at. So, I mean, that's not prophesying. That's just telling people what they want. Now, if you look at the people that consider themselves prophets today and look at those in the Old Testament prophets, such as the man Daniel, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jose, you'll see they don't prophesy like them Sunday go to meeting folks prophesy today. And most of the folks today are teaching ill-gotten gospel, in my opinion.
Throw Noah in there. You forgot Noah.
Yeah, well, you know, Noah laid it out there just like Moses did. If you notice,
they didn't want
most
to
people today
Noah.
Are looking and reaching after prosperity of this world when the Bible clearly states that stuff is going to be done away with. The Bible says that. That's why we got so many women running around here calling themselves bishops and elders, because they are in the wrong gospel. Did you get that, boss?
100%.
Okay, because I tried to throw a curveball out there. I didn't want anybody to get a hold of that. And, you know, we got all of these different folk running around here. Everybody's supposed to be going toward the one God. All of them going toward the one God, and we got 17 different ways to get to the one God. When, if they follow, now, God, I hate to really teach on that because it's just so much. It just pops somebody's brain out. If they're following Jesus like they said, why do you Sunday go to meeting folk can't get smacked on one cheek? Yeah, he did. He said, smack on one cheek, turn the other cheek. And he didn't say nothing about me whipping out this 4-5 and throwing that thing at you. Come on, pow, pow, pow. You know how they say down south of the Ohio River, I'm going to lay my religion on the shelf and I'm going to whoop your horn, then I'm going to pick it up and go back and get you.
That ain't real. If you got to lay it down, it ain't real.
And that's exactly what I mean by the tempered with King James Version Bible. If you notice, look at the folk that received the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. Show me one person that received the gift of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, the real Holy Ghost, and committed a sin. Just one person. I'll sit here and drink on this Pepsi while you're getting it together. Just anybody, call in, listeners, viewers, or whatever. Go to the chat room and name me one person that committed a sin after the folks got the Holy Ghost in the upper room.
So basically what you're saying is that once you have the real Holy Ghost, all your sin go away and you sin no more.
That's what the scripture said. Let me go ahead and quote the Tampa Bay King James Version. Those that have the Holy Ghost are sealed until the day of redemption and cannot sin. Now, I didn't say that. Mm. That book they say they following said that. Cannot sin. So, if you consider yourself to be full of what they call the Holy Ghost today and you sinning, you're lying. You were just overshadowed with a blessing. Just like Mary was overshadowed with the Spirit of God when she conceived the Immaculate Conception. Woo! So you see, he did not have to go inside of her to do as men do today, to transfer fluids into her to conceive that which was perfect. It's just the overshadowing of his Spirit imparted into her the Immaculate Conception, which meant the pureness still stayed pure. His body did not connect with her body. Woo-wee. Mm. Boy, I better go to Dairy Queen and get me a chili cheese dog.
That's one interpretation of it. I love it. Go ahead, keep going.
Watch out now. Watch out now. That's the only interpretation of it.
Well, you know, because, with this Negro Bible over here, we'll speak on some things later. Don't worry about it.
Now wait a minute, son. Son, let me pull up my basketball socks now. They chasing me through the hall.
You don't want that, do you? You don't want that, do you? Well, you don't want it now, because I'm just saying we're gonna speak on some interpretations. I mean, not interpretations, but you know, some other accounts of history. We get on that later. Not on the show.
Now don't force me to pull out my Negro Bible, which is commonly called the slave Bible, which was put together by Monster to keep them darker people in check.
You know what I'm saying, man? When I was digging in that slave Bible the other day, man, I was looking for some scriptures in Exodus, some chapters in Deuteronomy. And some of those chapters in Deuteronomy weren't even in the slave Bible, but they're in the King James.
Now, you want me to accidentally educate you on that?
Go ahead.
Now, I'm going to accidentally educate you on that. The reason why there's portions of that Bible that are not found in the slave Bible is because Master did like King James. King James put into the Authorized Version Bible things that would keep him in power. In the Negro Bible or the slave Bible, Master let the missionaries talk to the slaves and read them the slave Bible, but he took out the portions of the uprising because they was already scared of the slaves anyway, and he didn't want them to get to thinking that they could group themselves together and overpower the master so that they could become equal to the master. So there were so many verses taken out of the Negro Bible, commonly called the slave Bible, just to keep them in check, if you know what I mean.
Well, it is February, Black History Month, so we need this education.
Well, see, if you notice, oh, man, you're going to mess around and make me drink a Pepsi. If you notice, most of the people that consider themselves...
Give him some water, please.
People that consider themselves African Americans that are overseeing these sanctuary buildings, they have a white Jesus picture in their sanctuary.
Oh.
Why is that so?
Brainwashed.
Now, and you done accidentally told the truth. I'm gonna have to spank myself and run in the corner because you done accidentally told the truth. You see, Jesus being born over in what most people consider the motherland, he was a darker pigmentated man. If he had not have been a darker pigmentated man, are you telling me that King Herod would not know a white guy amongst all them darkens?
Come on, make it make sense.
So you see, bouncing back and forth, as the young lady said Thursday night, their interpretation. There's only one interpretation of the Bible. You get the real Holy Ghost with the anointing. And the anointing of the Spirit of God will unlock the hidden, because the Jesus said it himself. The hidden mysteries of the gospel would be revealed to you. So you got these folks running around here, these chocolate people running around here talking about, the Hebrews are black. I'm a black Israelite Hebrew. Shut up that lie, because the Bible lets you know all lies are going to the lake.
Let me ask you this. That was a scripture. I gotta slow you down.
Mean,
that was a scripture. Wait, I gotta slow you down. That was a scripture that was read on Thursday, and we're gonna go back to it. It was it was back in Ephesians again, because I don't want to read. I don't want to read the regular normal the verse that I just read, the Ephesians 5, verses 25 through 27. So I went all the way down to verse 30. And let's just go there real quick. Ephesians 5, verse 30, and we're going to read down. For we are members of his body. Let's go back up to 29. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord and church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. For his cause shall a man leave, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Hello, he said it's a great mystery. This is why I was saying that as far as I'm gonna have to mute you, Doc. All right, okay. You calling in on this one, Doc? Uh-oh. You can call in on two phones. Yo, you in on the 765?
Yeah, is that a little bit better? I mean, it sound a little bit better on 765?
Oh, yeah, you sounding straight on both of them. I mean, on the other one. But yeah, he said this is a great mystery. And a lot of people don't understand what that means right there where he said, This is a great mystery, but he said, I speak concerning Christ and the church. But if you read that verse above, it says that the man going to leave his father and his mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. I understand what that one flesh means. That man going to impart. He going to impart himself inside of that woman, and she's going to receive. She's going to receive what that man has to offer.
Well,
come on.
Well, that scares me. Of course, they're gonna become one flesh. That's how the babies are made. I mean, the babies don't come out and say, "Well, this portion is a mama and that portion is a daddy." No, they become one.
But it's deeper. Thing is, it's deeper than what we. You know, I don't even want to say it's deeper because I'm going to say the thing is that we have been so brainwashed. We have been so brainwashed and so watered down. That's it. Our mind has been watered down till people don't really understand that a man's sperm, the royal semen, has DNA inside of it. And once that DNA get inside of those reproductive organs of the woman, it's like absorbent. It absorbs all of that man's DNA. It's in there. It has spirits in there. It has spirits like the alcohol. And it stays in there for a while. Some scientists say, some studies, articles say 50 years. That's a long time, Doc.
Yeah.
That's one flesh right there.
I just don't know what to say, boss.
That's one flesh. But the problem is that when we have our women that's running around, and even men, to men shouldn't do this either, but scripture talks about this when it concerning women. Women running around getting one flesh, getting two flesh, three flesh, five flesh from all types of men, that's what gets it confusing. That's when you have schizophrenia, multiple personality disorder. Come on. All these voices that's speaking inside of your head, all these voices that speaking inside of your mind. What's up, Rabbit?
Hey, T, how you doing?
Good, good.
I love the way y'all breaking it down tonight.
Yeah, it's Saturday night. People got to go to church in the morning, so we're gonna get them started. We're gonna get them started before they go to church. Have a little something on their mind.
Well, at least they give them something to pray about.
Like, God, what have I been learning? What has my pastor been teaching me? Cause this right here that I've learned this Saturday night, that threw me for a loop.
If you really want to get the pastor upset, go in there and tell him to show you in the Bible after Pentecost where they paid tithes. Are we fighting yet, y'all?
They ain't ready. They ain't ready for all that.
And what they'll do is they'll go back and say, well, we got to have this, we got to have that. Yeah, that's the truth saying. We do got to have a whole lot of that. But when it's all said and done, and they put you in that box for the earthworms to eat you up, how many of them fine cars, $1,700 suits, $1,900 shoes are going with you to glory if you make it that far? How many of these guys call themselves pastors running around here, 5, 6, 7 different churches? How many of them going to be pastors when they get back to glory if they make it that far? Oh, my fault. I didn't mean to beat up nobody.
Come on, geez, you're teaching now.
Well, I mean, you know, it's Saturday night fights, you know. So, I mean, you know, come on, let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it going. Why are these pastors, or guys call themselves pastors, so interested in the temples that Jesus said would be torn down in 3 days? Why are they so set up on having them to look magnificent?
So you got people that come up, that's their only income.
And you got people that bounce from church to church to church. This week, I'm a member of Fall Down Baptist Tabernacle. Next week, I'm a member of Stay-at-Home Aloysius Cathedral. And then the week after that, I'm with a Baptist Buddy Stay Home. But I'm on my way to glory. I'm getting all these different teachings, and I don't know which way is up, but I'm on my way to glory. How does that operate?
It does not.
I ain't going to get too rough with them tonight. But I like to ask the listeners, the callers, or whoever it is.
Look like we like got somebody ask, in. Look like we got somebody in, D.
Oh, bring them in
let's
so
see,
I can beat them up.
Let's see what it is. All right, area code. I'm not gonna call out your whole number, but I'll just call out the area code 317. Go ahead, you live at this time. What's your name? All right, area code 317-726. You are live at this very moment. What's your name? Okay.
Well,
I'll give you a few seconds on mute. Area code 317-726. I'll give you a second time mute.
Ah, they must be
all
scared.
Right. Don't be scared. But you know what?
Hello?
I'm sorry. Oh, okay. That was going to ask somebody. Yes, you're live at this very moment. Area code 317-726. What's your name?
And this is Nat.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I know that was Nat. Okay, all right. Well, back to you, D. Well, hold on. Wait. I'll bring you back. You got something to say, Natalie?
Yeah, I just got a quick question. And everything. Okay. Women are just men in general. Men or women, whatever. And everything. They supposed to say that they go to church and follow God or whatever. But why do they go on dates?
Why do they go on dates? Break it down.
Yeah,
I'm trying to understand you. Go ahead.
Like, I hear a lot of women or a few women that said that they believe in God and go to church or whatever, whatnot, and they go on dates and everything throughout the year and everything, trying to find that perfect one. Okay, if they go to church but they not willing to submit or want the man to lead, why go on a date?
Oh.
And not only that, and everything, are you going on a date to find a man to lead, find out want to lead, and everything that you submit, or you don't, you go on a date because you don't know, or you don't believe that God would send you that special someone. And you go on a date and try to find it yourself. So that's what I want to know.
Oh, that's good. That's good. See, okay, ladies and gentlemen, Natalie came on and just asked, she said that if you, as a woman of God, quote unquote, and you really is in tune with God, why are you going out on dates? And if you are going out on dates, what are you going out on dates for?
Women in general. That's not a specific woman or anything like that. That's just women in general.
Okay. That's a good one. You want to take a stab at that, D?
Well, I'm going to do like Ice-T said, man. I'm going to keep it gangster. Keep it gangster now.
Keep it gangster.
First of all, the reason why the women want to go on dates is because they have beguiled themselves. In other words, they fool themselves to think that they're in tune with God, but they're not. Well, the Tampered with King James Version says, ask what you will, and the Father will give it to you so that I can be glorified in him. Women go on dates because they want to go bo-de-o-do-do. And then when they hook up with the wrong guy, they want to come back to the pastor and want him to straighten it out. Don't bring all that trash to the pastor because you the one that asked for him and you the one that picked him out. So that's your problem. You deal with it. No, I should not have said that.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And everything, I just need a man's perspective.
I'm going to say this, Natalie, just like what happened in the garden where Eve was contaminated by the serpent, that's what you have now with our modern-day women. And the serpent media, the serpent world that we live in now, is that they have contaminated the minds of our women. They have brainwashed our women to believe it. They have not made it with a man. They don't have the ideal man if he don't have the 360. That is six-figure job, six-pack abs, excuse my language, but a six-inch dick and above. If he don't have those six 360s, then you have not yet made it into society. So therefore, you must continue to date them all sis until you find those 360s. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does a whole lot. Because to me, I'm not against women. I'm against the way that the modern women think because I'm old school and everything. You know, I don't, and everything. So I know what the Bible says and everything. And that's the way I was taught. But I don't understand about modern day dating and women and stuff like that. and everything, because everything goes against the teaching of the Bible. And it goes against the structure that God had put in place since the beginning and everything, you know. And if women are looking at material things, they're going to miss their true, that true man that's supposed to be for them, because they weren't about money. They weren't about material things. What you can do for me, do for me, do for me, and everything. What do you have and stuff like that and everything to support me, or support me and my children? No, because you're going to miss out a whole lot of good guys on that. Because first, for you to get a good man, they have to humble themselves first of what they have first and what they already got. And what they already got is themselves.
Hey, man.
Natalie got a comment in the comment section. King Dwayne says, sounds like Nat asking what I've been asking, date after marriage.
Date after marriage.
What King Dwayne normally say is that the dating. Once you get married, that's when the date should start. Before marriage, courtship.
It is. Because, to be honest with you, when you get married and everything, it just like dating, because you figuring out and everything who y'all are together and everything, because y'all become one. Y'all not two individuals anymore. Y'all become one. And y'all trying to figure out who y'all are together, you know, and it takes a whole lot of conversation and a whole lot of work and everything, and being open and honesty with each other and everything. Because if you have a whole lot of secrets going in, that means you're going into that relationship and into that marriage with a bunch of lies and things like that and everything, because it's always going to come out at the end and everything. And if it comes out, or it might come out at the beginning of the relationship and stuff like that, and that's where a whole lot of problems start in a marriage, is secrets. Or they have problems later on and everything, because either modern day women and everything get tired of being single. I mean, getting tired of being married, or they get tired of being committed. I mean, submissive and everything. So,
hey,
being married
is
just like dating. Yes, and I truly believe that. Yes.
Let me throw something out there real quick.
I think I put it out there right.
Okay, look, the video that ended on TV here. Okay, well, let me throw this out there real quick. For a lot of them sanctuary building women that are going out on these single retreats and these dates and things, wonder how many of them then met their maker. What I mean by that is they partner on Facebook, MySpace, and found out that the one they picked ain't what they thought it would be. Come on now, keep it gangster.
Most of them. That's why you have a lot of divorces out there.
Because see, you can go to the nightclub tonight and see some of your best choir singers out there at that nightclub. Give me one of them Long Island teas, or give me some electric Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
They out there fishing it up tonight, but they gonna sing like nightingales in the morning in the church choir.
Oh yeah.
Those are the same ones that'll tell you, I'm following Jesus. I ain't saw him in no nightclub.
Ah, come on.
Oh, shoot,
now,
right?
Now, girl, Your girl last night, Kayla, when she made the comment about Jesus and wine, I tried my best to get in there and chop her up on that because Jesus did change the water to wine, but you don't see in there where he drunk of himself.
Ooh.
And you don't see where it says that that he told you to drink it too.
He told Timothy, Paul, the Apostle Paul told Timothy in the Tampered With King James Version, he says, now, Timothy, you're in this bad country now, and since the water is making you sick, I want you to take a little wine for thy stomach's sake to keep it together. But don't get too much. Don't get drunk. Don't make a mockery now. Get a little bit soothe stomach.
Come on.
And, you know, I've heard several different people that consider themselves to be Christians or whatever, and they said, well, you just changed water to wine. Yeah, but where did he drink it at? Show me where he drank it.
Come on.
And, you know, they do that as a crutch so that they can drink.
You teaching.
You teaching.
You teaching. No accountability. They don't want to be held accountable. That was part of what we said subliminally on Thursday night, where they said that they believe that men should talk to men instead of be talking about women. Come on now, they don't want to tune into a podcast where a man and two men is talking about what women should be doing.
Well,
so basically, you don't want to be held accountable for the things that you do.
I have a little shirt on that accountability. A woman will paint herself into a dress and walk out on the street and get mad because the guy said, "Woo, wee, you look good." Now, she had to know that's what she looked like before she left the house. Have you seen I'm 300 years old now, so have you, my brother, ever seen a woman with a fighting skirt?
Plenty times.
For those that are unlearned, a fighting skirt is every time a woman make a step on the street, she got to pull her skirt down. and, you know, they had to know the skirt is too short when they left the house because they're looking in the mirror. They would get on the bus as a public driver for the bus. They get on the bus, and they cross their legs, and as soon as they cross their legs, they start pulling their skirt down. And I'm like, okay, we get it. You need attention. You want us to see you pull your skirt down. First of all, you knew the skirt was short when you got on there. You put the skirt on, and it's already short. And then on top of that, you're going to cross your legs. How long do you think that skirt is? It was up above your thighs when you put it on. Let me quit fussing.
Let me say this. Whatever y'all do, don't hang up, because now the public portion is over. If you hang up, they won't let you call back in. I forgot about this with Blog Talk. So just stay on, and anybody else come in, I don't know what we're going to do about them. I ain't know we've been going on. I know I had it on for 2 hours. Wow. Okay. Oh, yeah. I started before I even went live on Facebook. I started going live. Okay. There it is. All right. So that's the thing about modern day women. No accountability. They don't want a man holding them accountable. They say they rather prefer a woman. They don't want that either. They just want to do what Kenny prophesied this a few years ago. He said, do as you damn well please. That's what they want to do.
Can I make a comment on that?
Yeah, and I'm going to say this real quick. That's also a sign of masculinity. doing as you damn well please. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Like, this is my thought. The modern day women and everything, the reason why they don't hold themselves accountable because they wasn't taught at a young age to be and held accountable for their actions. And that's why they the way they are as women.
Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah, that's it. One talk. One talk
they,
to be held accountable for their actions.
They didn't get that old-fashioned whooping, like that.
I totally agree with all that. They didn't get it. They don't know what it's all about. They don't know what it's like.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Well, as we wrap this thing up, do you all have anything else to share with us tonight? We're gonna wrap this thing on up. We might come back again Monday night or something.
I'm good. Nice show, T.
All right, appreciate it, Nap.
I'm gonna say this and bail out, man. Great show as always. You know, you always pulling out the best points, whether it be on Facebook, whatever. And women that has the spirit of Eve, you can tell they got the spirit of Eve because when you point out what they do wrong, they immediately take defense. They ready to fight. Because you ain't supposed to tell them where they wrong at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they can tell men where they wrong at all day long.
But
a lot of the women that has been on the program would say, yeah, it's the man's fault. It's the man's fault. Okay. It's the man's fault. So when does it get to be the woman's fault? After all, a man can look at a woman all day long, and he can talk to her all day long. But until she makes the choice to talk to him, he's out there by himself.
Mm.
And a lot of women don't like to admit that. Out there by himself, trying to figure out a way to get around.
Mm.
So, you know, fantastic show as always, man. I wish them ladies was on there, you know, that was so
up. Where they be coming back next month?
They coming back next month.
Coming back next month. That's their month. Women's History Month. They'll be back.
Well, I hope Miss Kayla do a little bit of reading and researching so that Miss Athena won't have to play the cleanup woman to brush up what she done messed up. Yeah, man. Hey, all out there, you guys. Guys, be safe, man, and watch out for yourselves because I'm telling you, it is getting more crazy out here than a little bit, more crazy. And we always sing the song, it takes a village to raise a kid. Now,
come on.
It takes a village to raise a kid. So why is there so much, I'll say it like this, most black people hate white folks. Okay, if that be true, then why are so many black folk killing black folk? I'm out of here.
All right, appreciate it, D. Shout out to, we're going to do it three times for the Trinity. Shout out to my boy D and Natalie. Appreciate you all for commenting tonight. Well, man. Tonight was just an impromptu night, and we was just, you know, recapping some things that needed to have been spoke about concerning Thursday night show. Just recapping, the King wasn't able to join us tonight. He had some other engagements.
But I mean, you know, as far as the topic, man, as far as dating and relationships, I mean, this is just gonna be a what they call an old broken record, playing the same old song. But here's the thing, though, at some point, that record is gonna stop singing. Some point, that song is gonna go away. And then, where will you be? What are you gonna do? You might get scared because the warning. We hear warning you. We are what you call warners. We are warning you. That's all. We just want to warn you a little bit just to let you know. Man, the way you are doing it is not the way. The way that you are doing it is not the way. Who told you that it was? I'm just saying. Who told you that that was the way? Is this the way? Alright, I'm trying to find something. Let's see. Let's see if this will play. Oh, no, not that one.
My husband is my boss. My husband is number one. If my husband tells me, hey, sit down, I'll sit down. He tells me, you can't go out with your friends today, I'm not going to go out with my friends. He says, hey, go wash the dish for me, I'm going to go wash the dish for him. I chose this man to be the king of my life. And yes, I agree with everything he says, and I do everything he says. And I did that because I chose this man. I put him in this position of my life. And this is how I honor and take care of and love the man in my life. So I tell women out there, you want a man in your life, you want to be happy, figure out what you would do when you are happy. Because I am happy. My husband does so many great things for me. And I would do that for him. I obey him, I respect him, and I let him be the man that he is. I chose a man that I wanted to follow. I chose someone to lead me, and that's why I will do anything for him. If he tells me jump, I'll jump. If he tells me sit down, I'll sit down. If he tells me go in the room or go up on stage, I will do either or. Anyways. That's a message for everyone out there. Love and cherish the king in your life.
It's just that simple. Love and cherish the king of your life. The young lady said that she do what he tells her to do. Man, are you ready to do what your husband is going to tell you to do? Hello. I'm gonna tell you, I know I'm ready to leave. I know that I am ready to leave. I was born ready. But
when flesh and desire come, when flesh, will and desire is not mixing. With flesh, will, and desire is not adding up.
Come on.
Then you will have individuals.
Come on.
Saying and doing things that they didn't think they would do.
Come on.
But because of their flesh, their will and their desire,
come on,
not adding up,
come on,
they're liable to say anything,
come on.
They liable to do anything.
Come on.
They reckless.
Come on.
They are wavy.
Come on.
They are shaky.
Come on.
You like, man, I don't know what to do. I honestly don't know what to do. Can I trust them? Come on now. Can I trust them? Ooh-wee, can I trust them? You don't know what you can do. You just like, well, man, they said this. Well, man, they said that, but I'm not sure. Come on. I am not sure what I can do because, wait, the will and flesh and their desire stick together just threw you all the way off. Man, thank y'all for tuning in tonight. I just wanted to speak just a little bit to you tonight. I am grateful and thankful tonight for everybody that tuned in. My voice is trying to leave me a little bit. I'm thankful for everybody that tuned in. We had ourselves a great time. Tonight. Next Thursday. Matter of fact, we're going to have a special guest in the building, Greg Merriweather, candidate for mayoral candidate in Indiana. So once you tune in for that, that's going to be this coming Thursday
at 8 p.m. Eastern. Let me see, what is Thursday's date? That is the 23rd. So we want you to come and be a part of that. Please come and be a part of that. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we're going to let Donnell Jones take us on out with a love like this.
Every woman that I came in contact with out on the road. but I got it on my system. Girl, I did that when I was young. I need somebody that's gonna hold me down. Cross my heart, you'll be the only one. Don't be scared. But you never had a love like this. A love like this. You can always wrap me like this. Wherever you are, it's where I wanna be. Yeah, I'm gonna have a picture like this. I'm gonna be the frame, you could be the picture. Oh, if you open your heart and let me hit it, gonna love you every minute. Girl, there's no doubt about it. You just can't keep running from love.
Raise it up. You got some slippers. So much more. Come on. Raise it up.
Take it sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you want to do? If you want it, then I'll try it. And now whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm going to fulfill you, my body, spirit. I promise you, I keep myself up. Remain the same thing you fell in love with. I keep the size, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, in my hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I will over. Baby, I heard you. I'm here to serve you. You need, give it, it's my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you. Let me cater to you. Baby, this is your day. You need a thing for my man. Baby, you know me.
Let me cater to you.
Yes and no, 'cause I'm on the road. to hold you, to grace you. I want to catch you, tell you how much I love you, I want you, need you, and then you know. Show you how much I appreciate you. Just wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Just wanna show you how much I will forever be with you. Wanna show you how much I'm not your girl, girl, girl. Wanna show you how much I'm on your friend. Wanna show you how much I've got with you today. Not only are you loyal, but patient with me. I'ma show you how much I really care about your heart. I hate being apart. Show you, tell you who it is. You can never say how it used to be.
That was fun. We are done for the night. Hey, everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in. Man, shout out to King Dwayne, man. Shout out to King Dwayne in the chat room. We see you guys on the next one. Peace. Be blessed.
Hey, bruh, y'all ain't gonna believe me when I tell y'all this, but this the remix.
Durag Nation, I'm a made nigga. All because of my ways, nigga. Reach that I got off in them. How you lost in them like a maze, nigga. Pantyhose in the Murray can. I was getting mine and they break, nigga. I brush them in, brush them out. And then one day they just stayed, nigga. I was running through them brushes. The honeys wanted to touch them. I tell a bitch I ain't going, but if she bad, I be like...
Hey, bruh, y'all ain't gonna believe me when I tell y'all this, but this the remix.
Durag Nation, I'm a made nigga. All because of my ways, nigga. Reach that I got off in them. How you lost in them like a maze, nigga. Pantyhose in the Murray can. I was getting mine and they break, nigga. I brush them in, brush them out. And then one day they just stayed, nigga. I was running through them brushes. The honeys wanted to touch them. I tell a bitch I ain't going, but if she bad, I be like, fuck it. So, bruh, go catch some lessons. Learn to swim before the summer. Cause my durag got me surfing on these niggas. Cowabunga.
We waiting, baby, all I know is waves like a navy, baby. My do-rag is on extra tight tonight. Got my head feeling extra light tonight. But we hit the club, I'ma take it off. And I'ma tell your girl, gon' take it off. I know you see me spinning, bitch. Do-rag Nation and we in this bitch. Better get your mind right, ho. What you got on my way, grease? Need that 360, 60. Been this way, he was a crime. Police come get me. Wayne Blaze here with me. Text a message here with me. D-Edge and that Rock Vegas. How many times I brushed it?
Do-rag in the sky. Cause it's do-rag or die. Throw your do-rag.
wave, pomade, Duke, 360 style. Gotta get the 360, shit be spinning like it's a frisbee now. How did I get so wavy, bruh, she asked me, I'm like, ow. Bitch, I'm wavier than Max B. Durag Nation, run these streets. I brush my hair before I brush my teeth. Chicago from Poetic Justice, ain't got shit on me, I'm wavier. We wavy, bruh, this bitch just disrespecting me like too bad. She told me, come on over, when I got up in her, she knocked off my durag. Bitch, don't do that.
You gotta blow that, throw it up. Oh my lady, you gotta blow that, throw it up. Oh my lady, you gotta blow that, throw it up. Oh my ladies, oh my ladies, oh my ladies, oh my ladies.
I got you little nigga that gon' drive me crazy. Struggle and shit, bruh, you rag nation. I'm just saying, crush on deck, nigga, he ain't playing.
Bruh, I ain't playing.
Tell a bitch no hoe, I'm his lady. Man, real crisp and it's real wavy. Game with him throwing rags in the sky. Is he fan? Is he folk? Is he G? Is he five? Is he lame? Is he broke? Is he real? Is he fake? Do we got money? Do we got waves? Nation, bruh. Your hair won't float. What it waiting for? I'm hating her. Body flow. All my bitches, let me hear you holler, though. Holler, though. That's so sharp. Keep my shit right for the durag guys. Ooh, that's hard.
Waved up for my durag. Black, purple, red, blue rag. Tied tight with that loose flag. Old school, but that's some new swag. Cause I'm waving on them and waving on them. VIP women singing on them. Cause I stay fresh in the line of crisp. No soul glow, no spraying on it. Sporting waves, no soft sheen. Beehive, no offspring. This for the players with the 360 waves laid out like a box spring. Not everybody doing dreadlocks and twisties or baldies. Trying to disrespect my tape up. Cause my hair screaming, high hater. We wavy over here.
I got my durag tied tight, right? Cause I tossed and turned and flipped all damn night. Don't blame it on me, blame it on the strong. Cause when I woke up, my durag was still on. My wave game sorta like my smoke shit. Get too close, known to leave a bitch seasick. That's ocean grown. I got an ocean dome. I'm a brush type of nigga, I don't need no cone.
As soon as I hop out the bed, gotta brush my hair, making sure that it's waving. New swag with my durag, blue rag, new kicks, y'all a new rag nation. It's a remix of the street hit, peep this, we wavy over here, no secret. 3-6 and a G6, look another nigga like that, no way, damn it, G6. All you gotta do is durag it, white tee, new J's, and my crew sagging. I can tell I'm looking good, how your boo acting. Before I tie down, slapping some blue magic, yeah, that's my magic potion. I'm back in focus, durags in motion. When it comes to matching colors, young plaques are doping. We wavy over here, bro, Atlantic Ocean.
I'm so wavy, I'm waves. Chipped up, maybe I'm lays. You probably won't believe this, bro, but I'm on the wavy remix, Wayne Blaze. That big dish, just speak on it. Track was dumb, but speak on it. Lil' mama got an intake, well, ass, I'ma get behind her, sit my trick on it. Now she too busy shaking. Said this song is amazing. I told her thanks, but this Wayne Blaze shit, you know, do Rag Nation. She said,
yeah, he played me on Facebook, he made me sick.
I think I commented.
What you say?
We wavy, bitch.
I brush my beard, cause I ain't living wavy. How I'm living lately, every night a different lady. Little bad bitch, keep calling me, it won't stop the shit. I pop the molly, got a pimp of goose. I'm between the thighs with the lock and twist. Got dreadlocks that hang now. I ain't rocking no waves now. But I keep that durag on, it's keeping my shit laid down. Laid down. It's semi-auto. I got dreads, bitch. Bitch, I don't know why this nigga put me on this wavy mix.
Hey, bruh, it's nice, durag nice. Feel me, bruh. Nigga, I had my durag on about 4 months straight, nigga. I ain't took it off, nigga. I ain't gonna take it off, nigga. When I do take it off, nigga, I take it off, bruh. You know, nigga, it's wavy over here, bruh. Wavy, bruh. Nigga, I woke up out of my sleep, nigga. I almost drowned, nigga. Drowned in my waves, nigga. I had to come back up, come back up. Ooh, 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 ooh. Had to come back up out there, money. You feel me, bruh? Real talk, nigga.